Tom O'Dell mit If You Wanna Love Somebody auf Flux FM am Freitagnachmittag. Heute Abend spielt der Künstler aus Großbritannien in der Columbia Halle. Jetzt ist er bei mir im Studio. Wir quatschen über die neue dritte LP Jubilee Road, die von einer Straße in London erzählt, die Tom ans Herz gewachsen zu sein scheint. Wir finden heraus, warum das Unperfekte für die Kunst des Tom O'Dell wichtig ist. Sprechen über das Piano im Zentrum seiner Kunst, das lyrische Konzept der aktuellen LP und vieles mehr. Zunächst sage ich nochmal Hello and welcome, Tom O'Dell.
How are you doing?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm all right. I was just saying I was a bit hungover.
A bit hungover.
Yeah. I have this strange thing where I get hungover and I feel like I have a cold.
Hmm.
Is that normal?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it the first time that you're hungover?
Not the first time I've ever been hungover, no. In fact, not the first time.
I was wondering.
Not the first time this week. I'm trying to remember a day this week I haven't been hungover, which is concerning.
I mean, as long as you still have the energy to perform live in front of the audience that loves you, that paid money to see you,
exactly.
You can be as hungover as you want.
Well, sometimes it can help the show.
Sure.
Because you feel very... You feel very... As long as you're not too... You know, we're talking just, you know...
Right amount of being hungover.
Yeah, I mean, this is mild. You know, like, this is going to bed at before the sun comes up.
Yeah.
Because that's a whole different... You know, I don't want to perform if that...
No,
you know,
no.
That vibe. But I would say that, it can help. You feel a bit emotional.
And sometimes... I have the feeling that it helped me sometimes with this show in the last few years, because sometimes you have just the right amount of I don't care too much if it's going to work out or not inside of you, and then you perform perfectly because you don't care, you don't think about the perfection too much.
I think I've written some good songs hungover.
Yeah, and being or working with the perfect signal and the imperfections, that's something that you do care about as well, right?
You're really
focused on trying not to be perfect, kind of.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
I think so. I think that's what it means to be human, right?
Yeah.
Is to be imperfect. Well, you know, it's the Leonard Cohen quote, which I never quite get right, but it's the cracks.
Yeah.
That let the light in.
Yeah, I think that's exactly how he said it.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which I really like.
And I find it interesting because more and more musicians are working or are composing about that topic, because we live in times where everybody has this perfect image on Instagram, you know?
Yeah,
There's no cracks in the faces of people when they put photos on Instagram. It's almost every time it's
perfect.
It's perfected, right? So I think it's a really interesting topic times like these.
And I feel for the teenagers, like growing up now.
Yeah.
Like, you know, coming of age now, like 13, 14, like, because... I just think there's more pressure, you know, how to look, but also just not just how you look, but like the, you know, how many friends, how much money you have, can you afford the smartest mobile phone?
Yeah.
Like, I just think there's that pressure is constantly there. Like it was at school when I was, you know, when I was like 13, but I think it seems to me that...
It's growing, maybe.
It's growing. And I hope that there's a backlash against that. Mm-hmm. I hope.
I think so, too.
I mean, think there is a bit...
There's teenage feminists out there on Instagram who work against the whole movement.
Yeah.
But I think, now that you're saying it, I think it's really... It's a dangerous thing because it can basically lead to schizophrenia. Because on Instagram, you have your perfect image of yourself, right?
Yeah.
You're posing with the cousin. And, you look like a rap star.
Yeah.
But as soon as the camera's off, you're just like a normal dude. And
you
have those two lives all of a sudden.
Yeah, two lives,
That's crazy.
Yeah, it's certainly on this new album, like... It's certainly something that came up a few times. There's a few songs that keep touching upon this.
Mm.
It's okay to not be, like gorgeous, like rich, and you know, like all these things. Like it's okay. Like I think we live in this new world of we're constantly told that there's something missing from our lives.
Yeah.
Whereas I think we're never actually told. No, you have a one.
Yeah.
Your existence is wonderful, and I think there's lots of songs on this album where I keep seem to coming across that idea.
Yeah, that may be the inspiration that the neighborhood gave you, right? Because it was I read about the house that you've lived in, and it was in the street where a pub existed.
Yeah.
And drunk people were yelling at each other in front of your house, yeah. and there was an old man watching TV all the time, and that's not like the perfect biographies. That's not like stars hanging around. No. But when you look at those people a little bit more closely, you realize that they're lovable as well, right? Yeah. And that they're interesting enough to maybe write a record about them.
Yeah. Yeah, and they're part of this community, and they're part of this, you know, this kind of fabric of the world of which you live in, and it's kind of beautiful. And also, you know, sometimes I always think, like, we pass strangers the whole time,
mm.
and sometimes you can be so involved in your own thoughts and world, you rarely sort of stop to think about the fact that that intense existence you've had for the past however many years,
yeah.
that every breath, you know, that the adventure you've been on, that is feels like the wildest adventure ever,
yeah.
and your only adventure ever, that they've done the same thing,
yeah.
and their trials and tribulations are exactly the same. And I think there's something quite sort of wonderful about that when yeah. when you stop and think about it.
There's one Gangsta quote, you know, Gangsta, the old school hip hop crew. There's one quote about from them that I don't bring it together right now, but they're basically saying that you shouldn't be quick to judge with other people because they all have something
yeah.
in their hearts and yeah. on their minds, and they all have yeah. a fucking problem they're carrying around with themselves. Yeah. And maybe if someone snaps, yeah. don't judge him too quick. Just think about what there might be reasons for him to freak out like that.
I mean, I have quite extreme views on that kind of stuff because I just think it's nobody's fault that they end up doing something that's maybe the society doesn't. I just think we should always look at what's led them to do that.
Yeah, too.
No totally one's born true. Evil.
Yeah.
And no one's born brilliant either. It's yeah. like it's always somewhere in between, I think.
Education, circumstances, yeah. and society as well, totally, yeah, sure.
Yeah, and like, you know, it's you just gets you can be born in an unfortunate position.
But that's the advantage of being an artist, I think.
Yeah.
Because you refuse to close your eyes as an artist, right?
Yeah.
You keep your eyes open and you yeah. keep looking at things, even if they seem ugly
yeah.
at the first glance. And then you just keep looking and until you see something beautiful,
yeah.
right?
Or, yeah.
you turn the ugly into something that's beautiful, but, although it's ugly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely.
So that's the probably the advantage of an artist's view on things.
I think blindness and belligerence is the thing I find the worst yeah. trait to have, like, to be so convinced that your yeah, view of the yeah. world is the only
yeah.
is the right way. I find that
the root of all evil, maybe, really, because
really,
I mean, that's
yeah.
how wars start. That's how the Nazi movement started, right?
Yeah,
yeah.
It's like we're right and you're wrong. It's like I think it's interesting, but it's funny because it human nature is it does seem to constantly move towards that. But I think what's so wonderful about, like, I think Berlin, without sort of coming to your city and like sort of saying how wonderful it is, I do, you know, I say I do love Berlin
yeah.
because it's so progressive, and like there is this sensation in the air of just like I don't know, just like this you know, the thing that people get, I don't know, it's just this millennial progression and with the liberalness and the open-mindedness, I think is just beautiful. It's just there's love here rather than
yeah, that's true. There still is some love here, but
yeah.
it's we have to keep protecting it because
yeah.
I mean, capitalism doesn't stop in front of Berlin's walls.
No,
they don't exist anymore, by the way.
Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Now, before we get too philosophical, I love it that it's like two philosophers here
yeah.
on Flux FM. Let's listen to another song of the new record. It's called "Half as Good as You," and it features Alice Merton.
Yes,
lovely. Half as Good as You featuring Alice Merton, Tom O'Dell, und ein Auszug aus einer neuen Platte, Jubilee Road. I don't know if it's the weather change or the temperatures, but I almost feel like Christmas when I listen to the end of that song.
Yeah,
there's a Christmassy feeling to it.
It's a bit nostalgic, that's for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice song. Alice Merton is featured. She's been a friend of this station for a while now because
right.
we've supported her and she knows us. How did you get in touch with Alice Merton? Why did you choose her for a duet?
It was I met her at a festival in Munich last summer. So not the summer that's just passed, summer before. Mm. And I'd written this song before that, and my guitarist said to me, "You should do it as a duet. Like, it worked perfectly as a duet." Mm. I'd never done a duet before, but the lyric just seemed to work with the duet. And so I called her up and I said, "Do you want to do it?" Like, we got on when we met at the festival.
No, that's cool.
And so she was in London for something and said, "Do you want to come down?" And, you know, there was no pressure. Like,
yeah,
see if you enjoy singing it, and it worked really well.
But now you've said something that I find interesting, and that's that you've talked to your guitarist about demos and stuff, because you're actually a solo artist.
Yeah.
But when I'm always asking myself, how does a true solo artist mirror his work before he gets into the studio?
Yeah.
Because there's some things in music or lyrics that you definitely won't see when you're working on it alone, and there might be
100%.
If you have people around you that you trust.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I think it's a sort of con, really. Like, I'm not really a solo artist in a lot of ways.
You're a con,
like,
man.
I'm a con man because, like, the reveal on Flux FM, I'm a con man. Tom O'Dell is a con man, but no, it's like, you know, I have this band around me that I've worked with for many years, and like, they are so important to the whole process, and so I have one of my best mates, Henry. Like, I send him everything.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So he's not even in the band?
No, he's just my mate.
He's your mirror?
Yeah, and he'll just send him stuff. He'll get back to me and say, "I kind of like..." And, you know, you trust a few people's opinions. And sometimes they're right, sometimes they're wrong. Sometimes you go, "No, you're wrong about that."
Yeah.
But 80% of the time, you're like, you trust their opinion.
Yeah, I really think that's important. Yeah. I almost can't imagine being a solo artist without these people around you. It might only be a handful. Some of them might even not be musicians, right?
Yeah. No, I mean, you can play it to a stranger, I think.
Yeah.
I think it's just... I try to avoid playing it to the record label.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, that's something I learned maybe around the second album. Like, any sort of new artist listening, like, I recommend you don't play your music to your record label.
No,
not until it's finished.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then you probably have to, because they paid for it.
Then you have to. And then, but, you know, I think getting too many people involved, particularly people that, you know, with commercial interest, I think is...
Yeah, totally. Because if they say something like, "Oh, maybe the next chorus or the second chorus should have another lyric in it or something," that really destroys you because they have power over you.
Yeah.
So don't tell record company people anything.
Yeah.
Don't tell them anything until the tapes recorded and everything's finished.
Yeah, exactly. I think it's the same with anything creative. I think any sort of creative thing, I think you got to keep it closed shop until you know, have trust in yourself.
That's true.
And I'm slowly learning to trust myself.
Yeah, I mean, you did have something like a writer's block, I think, in between the first and the second album, but that didn't happen anymore, so...
Yeah, no, just a little bit of it, yeah.
So that's cool. That's something that comes with confidence.
Yeah.
And it's a muscle. I think composing is a muscle as well, right?
Yeah, yeah, composing's a muscle. Yeah, you have to keep it well-oiled.
Yeah.
Same time, I think... Take a break is good as well. Like, I've just, for me anyway, I slowly learn, I guess, like, what works and what doesn't work.
Mm. And what was the difference between, because for the last album, you did write a lot of stuff on the road because you were touring constantly.
Yeah.
With this album, you've written most of the stuff in that house.
Yeah.
In Jubilee Road.
Yeah.
Did you like that? Did you enjoy that more? Because, I mean, when I'm talking to musicians and songs they've written on the road, I'm always scared that they come up with something like "The Boys Are Back in Town."
Yeah.
Or "On the Road Again."
Yeah, or one of the countless on the road songs by the Eagles or whoever, you know. I think it is a bit dangerous writing on the road. It can be. I think the problem is that the struggles that you go through on the road, and there are struggles, like it can be brutal touring, very sort of bizarre circumstances, but I think those circumstances are very difficult to relate to if you're not on the road as well.
Totally.
So right, you know,
so like, nobody gets the fucking song.
Yeah, so no one gets it, and you're writing about, you know, so. And I do think it's a sort of superficial struggle without getting too sort
totally
of meta. It's like you're struggling because you're knackered, and you're struggling because it's like you're away from home. But as soon as you get home, you sort of feel fine again. So it's like, I don't know.
Yeah, it's a bit, it's a, it's a white privilege problem, yeah, maybe as well, right?
Exactly.
You can sing about it, but it's not really necessary.
Yeah, exactly.
That's something that I find interesting nowadays as well, because the world has kind of changed, and I'm so much more interested in women's perspectives and in perspectives by people of color right now, and in music as well.
Yeah.
And I realized that I can't listen to English guitar bands anymore because I was like, it's just not relevant anymore, man.
Yeah, I sort of know what you mean. I think, but those, you know, I think that they'll, you know, every corner of the world should be able to express themselves. I think that sort of little corner will find a new way of expressing themselves. I think the idea of the guitar band is just like, it's just been done for a long time in a very similar way.
It's a bit
way.
Too male nowadays, I think. You know, that the...
Well, it feels very outdated, that sort of like cock rock vibe.
Yeah, cock rock, that's the word.
Yeah, sort of like winding guitar solos.
But I still don't want to end all guitar bands or forbid them to play or something, but it's just, you know what I'm saying.
No, definitely not, no.
Cool.
Yeah.
So we're on the same page here as well. So let me give away some tickets real quick for tonight's show. Heute Abend in der Columbia-Halle spielt Tom O'Dell mit Band, und wer Tickets abstauben möchte, der kann mich jetzt anrufen unter der 030 2000 9000. Berlin 2000 9000, das ist die Nummer zum Glück. Wir haben Tickets für Tom O'Dell in der Columbia-Halle. Er spielt heute nochmal Stücke aus seiner neuen Platte Jubilee Road vor. Aber natürlich auch die Hits, die alten Hits, the old hits are gonna be performed. All the old school hits.
The hit.
Tom, thank you for visiting. Yeah. 030 2000 9000 ist die Nummer zum Glück für die Tickets. Und hier noch zum Abschluss das Stückchen Go Tell Her Now. Tom O'Dell, thank you, bye-bye.
Thank you very much.